Cyberpunk Radio. Deny my in-stream media access to your brainstem at least briefly.
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the finger on the prophecy here.
Cyborg idiot.
Warning. Condition critical. The following program will fuck your mind. Listen with extreme caution, you silly human bitches.
Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
You look like you're just the ripe age to be drafted. Which would you rather sacrifice, your hot car or your life? Die for oil, sucker.
You said we're headed for war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
Born on the firecracker 4th of July, raised on football and MTV. Never felt what it's like to have to fight to stay free. Vietnam, just a time life book memory. The mask is off again, this time nobody cares, but you can't keep dancing when your legs are blown away. Die for oil, sucker. You too can get your face shot off so arms race tycoons won't have to get a real job. The Cold War's over, it was all a mirage. We could use that money, we got problems to solve. But we're not allowed a chance at the peace dividend, cause our psycho president's got his head in the sand. What kind of a Bush League double cross is this? Cheap oil? The price has already gone up. Die for oil, sucker. Sucker.
It's the ultimate rush. Cause you know you're going into the fight to begin with. And then you got a good song playing in the background. That gets you real fired up. Ready to do the job.
You too can get your spinal cord snapped to save greedy kings from the greed of Iraq. And they're sitting on something we can learn to live without, but certain fat cats' bank accounts cannot. Oil. Die for oil, sucker. For this, you get to be all you can be. A dead Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
Win the hearts and minds of the people. That's our job. We have to bring the
the ideal of democracy and freedom to the country.
Once we take over that place, we'll never, ever be able to leave. Somehow we think we're gonna waltz right in to colonize their hearts and minds. But the Arab people are now so damn mad, we'll be lucky to get out of there alive.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Bring them on.
Because America the Beautiful is going to hell. We no longer make cars or TVs very well. Our economy's rigged on selling guns and making war. What happens when no one wants our products anymore? America the Powerful has hit a decline. Our cities and our people are falling apart. Got one thing left to sell. That's the World Police. A mercenary state to ensure there's no peace. In the fields of bodies burning.
Bring them on.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Poisoning their brainwashed mind.
Bring them on.
Oh, Lord, you're bring them
on. I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office and foreign policy matters with war on my mind.
It's about the 23 million people of Iraq and bringing them freedom. And that's what we're really here to do.
The targeting capabilities and the care that goes into targeting is as impressive as anything anyone could see.
Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one.
This was a lot more real and true than just a video game. A lot of people thought it was just me. Oh, yeah, look through the sight and see. No. A lot of this is face-to-face, and especially riding by after some of the bombs have went off and seeing all the people on the side of the road bloated up and just all the smells around you, I mean, from the people lying dead, rotted, and it's a lot more gruesome than you think.
We called in with some artillery and some napalm and things like that. Some innocent women and children got hit. We met them on the road, and they had little girls with noses blowing off and like husbands carrying their dead wives and things like that. That was extremely difficult to deal with because you're like, shoot, what the hell do we do now?
The care that goes into it, the humanity that goes into it.
For oil. Don't be a sucker.
If you can make Ed a tale of it, good fucking luck to you. Right? This is the weirdest show I've heard so far, but right. Very informative.
For all the folk. For all the simple folk. For all the good old down home folk.
Alright. Straight out of London town. Here's an interesting bit of conspiracy theory for you.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trade trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalist. He's three quarters of the way through his plan already and no one's even noticed. There must be a damn fine Al-Qaeda training camp they got down there in Texas.
Yeah.
Getting him to pretend he's as thick as pig shit was a stroke of pure bloody genius.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. Now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
Trust me. He's presided over and has been directly involved with one of the worst financial disasters of a generation. Every move he makes seems to be directly against the interests of his nation.
Haven't you noticed?
He's used the media to increase the social insulation of an already fairly blind population since the McCarthy days. And now he's declared war on Islam just to increase the consternation. As far as I can see, there's only one explanation. George
Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
On the street you hear all kind of interesting conspiracy theories because no one knows what the fuck's going on. We're all looking for explanations. The most interesting one I heard the other day was that the West was controlled by genuine democracies that actually represent the will of their populations. Only the one about the aliens, the Antichrist and the Freemasons is more laughable. Ha, 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 ha. I think my theory is much more plausible. Let me tell you about it. It goes like this. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. It really is the only explanation I can see.
For his truly anti-American foreign policy.
Now at this point I would ask you all to sing along with the chorus normally if it wasn't for the fact that there are cameras on the premises and the CIA might be requisitioning the tapes at any time. So, I recommend that under all circumstances, catchy though this number is, you do not sing along. You do not even smile. I recommend the most you do is tap your feet. But you do that at your own risk.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, 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 mentalist, mentalist, fundamental.
George.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher.
It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
We'll be right back.
They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Sci-Punk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool.
Bye-bye.
Escher's pretty cool.